Chapter 14. Heartache. Lori graduated from college with honors. The Marches and his grandfather were there to see him give a speech. When Joe returned home, she met him for a walk but did not hold his arm as usual. Soon the talk between them was silent. "You must take a good long vacation," she said. "I plan to," Lori said. Joe looked at him and saw him staring at her in a way that she knew the dreaded moment had come. She said, "No, Teddy, please don't." "I will," he said, grabbing her hand. "You must hear me. We've got to talk about it." Joe promised to listen. Lori said, "I've loved you ever since I've known you, Joe. I can't wait any longer to tell you." "I never wanted to make you care for me," Joe said. "I don't understand why I can't love you as you want. I've tried, but I can't change how I feel." "Is this true, Joe?" Lori asked. Joe said, "Really, truly, dear." Lori dropped her hands and turned to go. "I'm so sorry," Joe said. "People can't make themselves love someone. Lori, I want to tell you something."
"No,"
Lori cried. "Don't tell me you love that old man." Lori told her that he was talking about the professor she was always writing about from New York. Joe laughed. "He isn't old or anything bad. He's the best friend I have next to you. I haven't the least idea of loving him or anyone else."
"I'll never love anyone else," Lori shouted.
Joe told him she still had not said what she wanted to say. Having hope in his heart, he sat down on the grass at her feet. "Everyone expects it of us. I can't go on without you. Say you will marry me and let's be happy," Lori said. "I don't believe I will ever marry," Joe said. "I'm happy as I am." Lori jumped up and said, "You'll be sorry someday, Joe." As he rowed away in his boat on the river, Joe went straight to Mr. Lawrence and told him what happened. When Lori came home, he played so sadly on the piano, his grandfather went to him and put kind hands on his shoulders. "I know what has happened," Mr. Lawrence said. He told Lori that the best thing to do was to go away for a while. He had promised that Lori could travel after college. Lori sighed and said sadly, "It doesn't matter where I go or what I do.